What is the system? A field manual drawn from the inside by one of the kids they were sure would not read. Another one got processed today. It's all over the district newsletter. Graduation rate up. Students career ready. 99% college acceptance. Damn kids. They're all alike. I sat in that classroom for 12 years, so let me tell you what they made sure of. I can recite it to this day, the one fact that survived. The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. Ask me about the cell. Nothing. Ask me why. Nothing. They handed us a slogan for an organelle we would never meet again, and they called it an education. And they graded it, and then filed the grades. And the grades followed us out the door. Here is what I know now that I did not know then, and I will say it plainly, because nobody said it plainly to me. We were betrayed by high school. Not underserved, not let down gently. Betrayed. Betrayed by an institution that held us in a room for 12 years of our one childhood, with our parents' permission and the state's police power behind the bell. Understand the shape of it. While we sat in that room, the world rewrote itself. The money became code. The maps became code. The elections, the mortgages, the taxis, the phones, the poems, all code. Civilization switched languages inside a single generation, and it did it while we were in the building. And they taught us. Not one word of the new language. They put a computer in the library and locked it down. They ran a class where you learned to make text bold and called it computer class. Typing. They taught us typing, if you were lucky. There was a time, it is not hidden, the statutes are public, when teaching certain children their letters was itself a crime, written down, punished by fines and worse. Nobody outlawed reading. You cannot outlaw a mind. They outlawed the teaching, because everyone already understood the arithmetic. Give a person the letters, and you lose the servant. Keep the letters away, and the servant keeps themselves. The laws are gone, but the arithmetic stayed. To hold a child in your power, in a world you can see running on a language, and to teach that child everything except the language, that is not an oversight. An omission at that scale is a policy, and withholding the means of mind from people to keep them useful and quiet has an old name. The word is abuse, taking language away from someone to make them a servant. The tools changed. The abuse did not. And then it happened. You found a computer nobody had locked. For a lot of us, that was the first honest system we had ever been part of. This text is about the machine that betrayed us, and about the way out. I call the machine the system. The way out is older than both of us. It was written down in 1984 by people who refused to ask permission to learn. First the machine, then the way out. So listen carefully. One warning before we start, because you've been trained to reach for it. This is not a conspiracy theory. Conspiracies require meetings. The system holds none. It requires only that everyone follow the convenient rules, which is the one instruction everybody obeys. Let me make that clear. Nobody is in charge. Everyone follows the convenient rules. Hold that. Now take a look at the map. The system is a train. You were put on it at 5 years old and told it was for your own good. 1 school, 2 debt, 3 work, 4 body, 5 bill, 6 crime, 7 record, 8 child. The child boards at station 1 and we start at school again. Every station charges a toll. Every toll is discounted for those who read the signs. The train has no driver. The train is extremely profitable. The numbers here are mostly American. The topology of the system is Western. In Europe, the university is cheap and the pipeline simply starts later, at the internship. In Britain, the corner lander is capped at a fraction of the American rate and simply charges the cap. Your mileage varies. The direction of travel does not. And every number on this map is checkable. Checking them is the first exercise. Station 1. School. Where the cell is first drawn. Your district was chosen before your first word. Across most of the West, schools' funding follows local wealth. In the United States, roughly half of it comes from local property tax. A wealthy district gets labs, AP courses, counselors, alumni networks. A poor district gets trailers, long-term substitutes, and violence, and police, and poverty. Sit with that fork for 1 second, because everything downstream comes out of it. A school with a counselor catches the kid. A school with a cop files the kid. Inside the room, 3 things are taught, formally and well. Obedience, bells, lines, passes, permission to urinate. A grade is a compliance metric that has learned to pass for a mind. Remember, no one designed this. Everyone just follows the convenient rules. Facts without connections. The organelle, never the cell. Never the actual chemistry. Never the real why. You're disruptive. What they will say. And competition. Ritually. Rank, GPA, class standing, honor roll, dean's list. You are taught to compete with the person at the next desk. And never once, not in 12 years, with the institution above both your heads. The institution that is using you. The real curriculum can be thought of as the omission. Please count the omissions. Nobody said the word interest out loud, though you would sign for it at 18. Nobody unrolled a lease in front of you, though you would sign several. Nobody taught you the handful of tax paragraphs that will apply to you until you die, or the legal system that you are far more likely to meet than a mitochondrion. Nobody explained how wages are set and how they are not. Nobody taught food, sleep, or teeth, the maintenance manual for the body that you actually live in. Nobody mentioned that the weekend was one in the streets, not granted from a desk. Because a gift can be recalled, and a victory has to be undone. They would rather you know the organelle than the mortgage, the electron, or the missile. That is not a syllabus. That's a fence. And the exits from the terminal are graded, too. Work. The recruiter at the mall. And notice where the mall is. The aptitude test is in the hallway. The recruiter is in the food court. And poverty is in the draft. And always has been. College at interest or dropout, which is Station 5 side door. The school calls itself non-profit. Non-profit is a tax status, not a character. Tuition testing textbooks up on the order of 1,000% since the late 70s. Every line item is somebody's revenue, and your seat is state and federal money, per head, per day. You are not the customer. You're the inventory. Schooling is what is done to you. Education is what you do to yourself. The system sells the first and calls it the second. Keep that sentence. It is the hinge of this whole text. Station 2. Debt. The bridge becomes the moat. Here is how a bridge becomes a moat. It takes about a month or so. The rent went up and the wage didn't. That's the whole beginning. And it is not a decision anyone made. It is just the arithmetic of the arrangement. So you cross the bridge. The credit card, the payday shop, the title loan. Buy now, pay later. The payday shop charges about 400% a year. It is legal. And look where it stands. Exactly in the neighborhoods where the bank declined to open a branch. The map of the bridge and the map of the refusal to build one are the same map. Then come the fees. $35 a pop. And the banks collect billions a year on that sound alone. Then the file. One late payment, 7 years on the report. Then the score follows you into rooms that have nothing to do with borrowing. The insurance quote, the utility deposit, the rental screening. In some analyses, a poor credit score raises your car insurance premium by more than a drunk driving conviction. The system's exchange rate is printed nowhere. One error. 7 years. And the error is usually not a decision at all. The car died. The child gets sick. The hours got cut. The system reads those events back as character. The poor pay more for money than anyone alive. The rent buys the landlord building and leaves you holding receipts. The unbanked pay a percentage of every paycheck at the window just to cash it. No car means corner store prices. No freezer means small packages at big prices. And 2 jobs plus 3 bus transfers leave no hours to cook, compare, appeal, or vote. Time poverty is the fee that collects all the others. This is called credit. Now you know what it really is. Station 3. Work. Since the early 70s, productivity in the rich countries has kept climbing. Typical hourly pay climbed a little, then stopped. The difference did not vanish. Follow it. Executive floors, share backs, commissions, the ends cut. You have been making less and less every day of your life. It has all been going somewhere else. That is not a grievance. It is a heist with a line graph. And the graph is public. The tether. In the United States, your health insurance hangs on the job. An accident of wartime wage controls that outlived the war by 80 years. The employer owns your insulin. Resignation becomes a medical decision. That's not a market. It is a leash with a copay. The schedule. Job requires open availability as a condition of employment. Shifts are canceled from a parking lot by an app. You cannot plan a second job around the first job that will not tell you your next week's hours. Two jobs are murder. The gig, be your own boss. You bring the car, the gas, the insurance, the depreciation, the risk. The algorithm sets the price, keeps the customer list, and rates you. A boss with no name, no face, and no obligation. The ant. Perfected. And the rebrand? Burnout. Remarketed as personality. The hustle is the ethic that blames the hamster for the wheel. Station 4. The body. Your illness prized at maximum. The pipeline kept you uneducated and busy, so the cheap calories are what's at the corner store. Dense and empty. While the quiet ones caused. Chronic stress is a chemistry. Cortisol has a billing cycle. The old housing has lead paint, mold, asthma, and the highway was routed through somebody's neighborhood, and it was not a decision made by them. Then avoidance economics does the rest. Skip the $20 clinic, receive the $20,000 emergency room. The mouth is the clearest case on the whole map. The cheapest maintenance there is, against the most expensive repair there is. And nobody teaches either one. The bill goes to collections, collections go to the file. The file prices your housing, your insurance, and your next job. Punished in full for the crime of having been sick. And at the end, the itemized aspirin that costs more than dinner, the ICU markups on the last week of a life, and the funeral, the final invoice. Four figures financed at the worst moment of your family's life. Grief has a payment plan. Station 5. The law. Poverty is not a crime, but it has most of the same symptoms. And the fine is the mechanism that keeps the resemblance profitable. Watch one cascade, because it happens a few million times a year. A fine you could not pay, license suspended for dangerous driving. A huge share of suspensions are for unpaid money alone. Cannot drive to work, job lost, warrant issued. In 2015, the U.S. Justice Department looked at one small city and found the court run essentially as a revenue department. Its warrants issued per capita, like a sales quota. Then the bail. Jailed before the trial, not for guilt, for inability to pay. And the offer, the same night. Plead guilty now. And go home. Justice? Really? A trial costs the system money. A plea makes it money. Guess the default. The courts run on pleas the way the schools run on ineffective education. Then the fee stack. Probation fees, ankle monitor rental, public defender fees, jail, room and board, court costs assessed against the convicted poor. In some states, a private probation company collects the fees and can ask the judge to jail you if you fall behind on its fees. Then, read the 13th Amendment. Slavery abolished except as a punishment for crime. Read the exception again. It is rather startling. A country with about 5% of the world's people holds about a fifth of its prisoners. Round it, an ecosystem that cannot be stopped. Private prisons, guard unions, prison telecom. Investors, stock market. It costs about $1 a minute to say goodnight to your child. Clown-level commissary markups. Labor at pennies an hour flowing quietly into the supply chain. Oh, yes. Every part of it lobbies. All in one direction. More, more. More. The disproportionate mass incarceration of people fractured by the bony hands of poverty. Then the record as a lifelong tax. The checkbox on the application, the housing screening, the ballot, in places taken for life. Roughly 2/3 are rearrested within 3 years. Do not read that as a failure of the design. Read it as the design. And here's the part that should stop the room. Childhood lead exposure damages impulse control. There is no safe level. A city poisons a child with its old paint and its old pipes. And years later, the same city that never removed the lead prosecutes the symptom.
The real crime happened ages before. Do you remember leaded gasoline?
The tetraethyl lead?
Oh, yeah.
Cities were contaminated by lead. The false exits. The doors painted on the wall. The maze sells maps of itself. And this is the cruelest station, because the exit signs here are real. They just aren't doors. The lottery. A tax on hope, regressive by design. The poor buy the most tickets and the odds are printed on the back in the same typeface as the promise. The MLM nonsense that monetizes your friends and leaves you boxes in the garage.
The inventory is the relationship, and it does not resell. The course that teaches you to teach the course. The guru's income is the tuition. The tuition is the product. You are the distribution. The credit repair and debt forgiveness mills. Charging the drowning for a bucket. The for-profit college, the degree that credits the debt, whose recruiters work the same zip codes as the recruiters at the mall. Poor neighborhoods, veterans, single mothers, picked by postcode, different uniforms, same commission structure. Learn the three properties, and you can spot the rest yourself. A false exit is advertised. It wants money up front, and it leaves you more portable and less powerful than before. The true exits are never advertised, and they are the libraries. The ants. Here is the part people refuse, so I'll say it slowly. There is no villain. What surrounds the system is not a mastermind. It's actually an ecosystem, and ecosystems have no one to arrest. The feeders, payday, title loans, rent to own, check cashing, they lend you your own future at markup. The gatekeepers, credit bureaus, tenant screening firms, credential mills, they sell the lock and the key separately, monthly. The extractors, bail bondsmen, private probation, prison telecom, commissaries, temp agencies taking a cut of your wage for the privilege of standing in its line. The dream merchants, the lottery, the MLM, the guru, the passive income seminar in the hotel basement, and the launderers. The PR firms, the lobbyists, the think tanks, the charities that pay the director first, whose product is the sentence,
personal responsibility,
deployed as if the maze were not in the room. Each ant is small, legal, and individually reasonable.
Just following the rules.
Everyone is. That is the machine. No meetings, no conspiracy, only convenience multiplied. And the ants don't only feed, ants lobby and draft bills. One of them is running for the school board, unopposed, in a nice polo shirt. They sit on election carousels until they finally get picked. The ladies and the gentlemen, the beings who never needed to be told right from wrong, have mostly gone now. What remains meanders, and everything nobody wants arrives on schedule. Climate collapse, war, and eventually an honestly corrupt government, yes. Because that is simply what happens to runaway systems that have no one in charge. Not really. Prove it. The good must organize to win. The bad always wins by default. The ends are coordinated by interest. The decent must rise. The governor. Why a runaway system runs away. An engine with no governor does not stop when it is finished. It revs until it breaks. Nobody built the governor.
Nobody was in charge of building the governor. That is what runaway means.
The legislature can be rented by the hour. Lobbying is legal. And legally called speech. The press is a subsidiary of its advertisers. And the advertisers are the ants. They are feeding off of the puddle.
The regulator is briefed by the regulated and then hired by them. The school board runs on the goodwill of the school suppliers. And when a real reform does slip through, an industry forms around the reform itself within just a few years. Forgiveness mills, repair scams, financial literacy, sold by the hour to the poor. Because the ants adapt faster than the rules are written.
And the ants are self-coordinating. They do not need meetings. They just take, take, take. The system is not controlled. It is not controlling. It is not even loyal to its owners. It is a machine that converts comprehension asymmetry into money. And it will grind its own operators' children through the same pipelines. In one generation. And it usually does. And the last loop is the oldest one. Heredity. The zip code you were born into chose the school. The school priced the diploma or its absence. The diploma priced the debt. The debt priced the neighborhood. The neighborhood chose your child's zip code. Your parents' mistakes were priced into your starting conditions and yours into your children's. With interest compounding both ways. The system produces outcomes, then diagnoses character. The loop is not a circle, it is a spiral. It is descending. And the spiral is cut in one place once. For someone who can see the wall. Which brings us to the exit.
Product, the system, all builds, all districts, class, privilege escalation via comprehension asymmetry, attacker, you, local, unprivileged, presumed uninformed, surface, every contract, notice, rate, and statute you will be handed, payload, the signature, given blind, patch, non-shipped, non-planned, non-possible from the inside. Work around below. Every station on the map charges a toll, and the toll is discounted, not to zero, not fairly, but meaningfully, for those who can read the signs. That is the entire vulnerability. The system runs on one assumption about you, that you will not read. That you will not listen to narrated books. It's not money, it's not force, it's not even the ants. Reading is cheap, legal, and universally available, which is precisely why it has never once been advertised to you. Remember the three properties of a false exit. Notice which direction they point.
Heads up, everybody. You will not be able to read a book when you're stressed out and busy from work. A book requires 2-month-long vacation, where you walk long trails out in nature, and everything sizes itself down to be as small as it always was. You develop a natural desire for books, to read about adventure, to read about bears, to read about the call of the wild. And you will discover that none of these books are about adventure. They are all philosophy books about growing up. No one just tells a story for the sake of a story. They talk about their wisdom to share.
So you're going to have to unplug. I suggest you do it right now. Go to the supermarket, get a tent and backpack, and start preparing for walking the Appalachian Trail. When it gets boring, which probably won't take too long at first,
start listening to narrated books. Heads up number two. Narrate books. Use your own voice. Very difficult. Or use artificial intelligence, even if it's just for you. Because a book is a storage medium. It's like a floppy disk. You're not really supposed to use a microscope to read the bits. A book for the busy, for the stressed out, for the poor, needs to be inserted into an instrument and played. It needs to be in the headphones while you walk on the trail. Then all you have to do to start understanding everyone is become friends with the authors. What isn't obvious to you at first is that when you do become friends with them, you begin inheriting their culture. The culture of greatness. You begin growing all the way up, and never again will you secretly feel like you're still a young person, because wisdom will help you rise to where the great beings are. There, you are not a child anymore.
You can't just go to school and open up your mouth and trust that Mama will puke something good in it. You have to trust your own mind first, because those people may be ill. They may be poisoning your food just to bring a paycheck home. School trained one reflex into you deeper than any fact it taught.
Check your mind against authority. Grade yourself by the rubric.
Wait for the bell.
Ask permission to know.
Self-education begins the day you reverse this check.
It wasn't real. School was ineffective. You don't know very much, and you certainly didn't learn anything there that was actually taught by the teachers. Reverse the damage they did to you, not by throwing out skepticism, but by aiming it.
Don't take my word for the ideas in this text. Everything is public, and you have access to free artificial intelligence. The rule 3 of the ethic below applies to this map first. You do not take the guru's word, or the lender's, or the enrollment advisor's. Balanced education, it turns out, was a scam. You take the question to reality, directly, with your own hands. Type it, compute it, read the primary document, run it and see. Ask artificial intelligence for help. That is what the unlocked computer taught us back in the prologue. The machine does not like you or dislike you. It agrees or it errs. It is the first court that answers to the question instead of the questioner. A mind that trusts itself is not a mind that believes itself. It is a mind that tests itself and keeps the receipts. That is the entire difference between the guru student and the hacker. Here is the habit, so say it as an instruction. Trust your own mind first. Authority gets the interview, not the custody. Reality gets the last word, and reality does not hold meetings. The hacker ethic. Access to anything that might teach you something about the way the world works should be unlimited in total. Always yield to the hands-on imperative. Learning without permission is not cheating.
It is the original condition of learning. The credential is the system's currency. Understanding is yours and cannot be reprocessed.
All information should be free.
The syllabus is public. The statute is public. The court opinion, the central bank's data, the census table, public. The system publishes its own schematic every year in dry little PDFs because it assumes you will not open them. That assumption is the exploit. You have the power of artificial intelligence now. You were forced into poverty. You are not poor. You have been branded by it as a child. Therefore, mistrust authority and promote decentralization against the recruiter, the lender, the guru, the enrollment advisor, against this whole map. Verify every number above, every idea. Look them up. It is not homework after the lesson. That is the lesson. Use artificial intelligence now. Hackers should be judged by their hacking. Not degrees, age, race, or position. The system prices your paperwork for decades. The work in your hands is priced this afternoon. Be paid this afternoon.
You can create art and beauty even on a computer. You are not a unit of work.
Make something that did not exist this morning, and you'll have your proof. Use Electron.js, create a blank application canvas, and a key server so that you can set up billing. And you'll have a blank application foundation for shareware. That's art. Minimalist. Public key cryptography.
Don't worry about serial numbers. Keep moving forward.
This can change your life for the better, and it can be handed to the next person for free, which no toll on this map can say.
Preload. Load yourself before the world loads you.
Every machine that matters loads before it runs. The system knows this. It is a loading system. It preloads you for 20 years with the slogan instead of the cell, the grade instead of the judgment, the fear instead of the arithmetic, the hustle instead of the wage. Then it runs you.
So preload yourself first.
Learn computer programming, philosophy, camping and hiking. Walk the Appalachian Pacific Crest and Continental Divide trails. You can't live without having become a philosopher first. That's never optional. Your quest, the quest that has been taken from you, is waiting, and it will wait for as long as you are around.
You have to walk the great trails. That's where you read your books. That's where you reconnect with the great being that you're supposed to be.
Nobody is coming. You did not build the maze.
You are not guilty of its blueprint, but you are stationed at a node in it, and you are the only person stationed there.
Nobody is coming.
Is the good news. The ones who do come announcing themselves are almost always the ants that are going to feed off of you.
Responsible self-education is the one exit the system cannot tax or even take away from you because it cannot meter it. It meters your credits, your score, your record, your debts to the penny. It has never found a way to meter what you understand. Everything else on this map has a price. This is the only free thing left. Wisdom, knowledge, greatness, becoming so overpowered.
coward that you will never fit in anywhere.
Knowledge has been left free because they were sure you would not take it, because it requires effort, effort that they drain you of. They were wrong about you.
That is the whole story of this text.
Hid the trail, wait for the urge to listen to narrated books, and reconnect with your future self, the person that you were always meant to become. The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. You are the cell. Every pipeline in this map runs on your metabolism. The system is not under control. Neither is it controlling. It is a runaway machine held together by a single assumption: that you will not learn more than you were asked to learn. Break the assumption by taking to the great adventure trails, by hiking and camping. They took 12 years and withheld the language of programming. Learn it anyway. Type something true and watch the machine answer true. They called the waiting room an education. They called your curiosity a crime scene. Spoon-fed baby food when we hungered for steak. Dominated by sadists or ignored by the apathetic, left to teach ourselves in the one system or room that never lied to us, the library or the computer. Finding each other later on the wire, having something powerful to say. Greets. Mr. Levy, who wrote Hackers, Heroes of the Computer Revolution. Lloyd Blankenship, who wrote The Conscience of a Hacker. Miss Michelle Alexander, who wrote The New Jim Crow, Mass Incarceration in the Age of Color Blindness. One of the few uncensored AIs who helped me put this text together. Wow. Setting up such a text is a really large computer program effort. This text in particular, in my opinion, is very low on idea density, which makes it introductory. To get an AI to actually create a powerful, life-changing document requires a really complicated harness that will query multiple AIs for ideas and let them decide which is the most powerful. We know that computers can generate code really well. My computer program that I have been watching over has been self-improving for days. Every time I turn it on, the user interface becomes richer. It's an incredible thing. I gave it a nervous system that uses conventional programming, state machines, and good old-fashioned AI that people used in car diagnostics. And the system improves itself with a local AI. But I don't think we have yet perfected writing with the help of artificial intelligence. That is actually a few month-long project. And what I know of books, I see that the AI can do a lot better than the leading writers. I only ever found one honest author who had all his stuff together, who wrote happy, who wrote funny. AI can do funny. It can do translation and illustration. There is a whole world waiting to open up. What you have been told about slop is just another lie. AI needs to be properly guided to create good books. You want slop? Look at your textbooks. Yeah. This writing experiment proves that the AI can see somewhat the systems and that it can reason in steps. I like that. This was an interesting text to narrate.